In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing, we're finishing up New Era, Part 2. We'll go into another talk after this, another theme. We're finishing with Volume 36, October 2nd, 1938. And we are in the last paragraph. And this is what Jesus tells Luisa. He just told Luisa that the divine will is going to come on earth as it is in heaven, that the light of the sun of the divine will is going to shine. There will be those that are blind, he says, that will stay in their blindness. They will not be able to enjoy the divine will and enter into this gift. Jesus said he's going to sweep the earth of all the poisonous plants that are killing the innocent plants. He's going to take care of us. And then he says, basically, those who want this great gift will enjoy the divine will, will have the goods of the light of the light, the love, the life of complete happiness. That's God entering into and participating in God. So Jesus says to Luisa these truths, and then he remains silent. When Jesus remains silent, okay, that means he wants us to meditate on what he said. When you read Jesus, like Jesus says, while those who see it will enjoy and show off the goods of the light with complete happiness. And it says, Jesus remains silent. What he wants is he wants us to think about, meditate on what he has said. He says, I want this to come to life in you. So you just don't read this and go, and Jesus remains silent. My poor heart, if this is not a novel. When Jesus remains silent, he says, what I just told you is important. When Jesus says, you must know, he's saying, this is a command. When Jesus says, when Jesus says something, read this as you are actually hearing him, and he will begin to expound on why he said what he said. When Jesus remains silent, it is a time, meditate on this. You know, we should put together a theme of Jesus remains silent. Everything that he says is so essential. Everything that he says is so important that he says, think about this. Like, for example, after Holy Communion, there should be silence. We should be falling in love while we are in communion with God, adoring him and loving him and praising him, thanking him and glorifying him. A time to be silent. So he says, listen to what I will say to you. Listen to what I have told you. So Luisa says, my poor mind was troubled by the so many evils that infest the human will and infest the earth. This is something that our God wants us to know. The human will is filled with miseries. What is our human will? It's when we go to confession. When we are honest in confession, when we make a good confession, we go through, this is what I thought, this is what I said, this is what I did, this is what I failed to do, and I don't want to live like this. That's why we go to confession. I don't want to go to hell, number one, but I don't want to offend God anymore. I want to please God with every thought, every word, every deed. And so we make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. Now, why do we do this? Because good things are coming. So here, Jesus says, Luisa says, my poor mind was troubled by so many evils that infest the human will and infest the earth. And in the meantime, Our Lady, the Sovereign Queen, made herself seen, and with her eyes all red, as if bleeding for so much crying. What a heartbreak in seeing my celestial mother crying. So here we have to understand what Jesus is asking of us is to see her crucifixion. Not only Jesus's crucifixion, but what Our Lady has gone through because of us, because of our sinfulness. how we have hurt the Lord, how we have hurt one another. And what happens is God will remind you he will allow things to happen to remind you of your sinfulness so that you can turn back to God. The guilt turns into a greater sorrow, a greater sadness. We can understand what we have done, not what they have done, but we have done to our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our God. What we have done to our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, by denying the life of her Son in us. What we have done hurting our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. And so that guilt turns into a greater sorrow. Yes, she says, seeing with her eyes red, all bleeding for so much crying. What heartbreak in seeing my celestial mother crying. If you go to Akita, Our Lady of Akita, 101 tears, 101 tears. Our Lady in front of the cross, Our Lady of Akita. And what Our Lady of America says is, if she is processed in by the bishops in Washington, if this happens, I will save America and save the world. What does Our Lady of Akita say? Because of sin, fire from heaven is coming. There's one way or the other, one way or the other. It's like Jonah saying to Nineveh, 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. And what does the people of Nineveh do? From the king down, they repent. We are praying for a greater than Nineveh for the earth. In the divine will, we're praying for this. We're praying that the kingdom is established on earth in us, this dust, as it is in heaven. Our Lord has got great plans, and we're in them. And he's given us this option. I mean, we can see it with Our Lady. It could be what Our Lady of America says, or it could be what Our Lady of Fatima says, Our Lady of Akita says. Well, Our Lady of Fatima. But she says in Fatima, in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. Jesus wants us to recognize Our Lady, what she has gone through. Her heart is bleeding. Her heart is on fire. Her heart is split in two, like her sons, a mirror of her sons. Louisa says, then what heartbreak to see Our Lady then crying. And then with her maternal tone, she speaks with inexpressible tenderness, crying. She tells Louisa, my dearest daughter, pray together with me. Every day, pray the rosary. Every day, pray together with Our Lady. Always be with the Blessed Mother. Pray together with me. It breaks my Immaculate Heart to see the chastisements that will infest the whole of humanity. See, the poisonous plants are poisoning the little innocent plants, killing them slowly. And Our Lady says, it breaks my heart to see the chastisements that are going to infest the whole of humanity. God is going to purify the church and purify the world. He says, the volubility of the leaders today, they say one thing, tomorrow something else, will throw these people into a sea of pains, a sea of blood also as well. We are at war. You have to understand this. We are at war. And it's the final battle between heaven and hell, between Jesus and Satan, between the angels and the devils. We are at war. And God is saying to the earth, what do you want? I have to give this to you. The thing that's so exciting is that God wins. I mean, no matter what is being said, no matter who is doing what, God wins. God is going to take care of everyone and everything. This is what God is asking. He's asking us to enter into this peace, joy, and happiness in this war, this battle that we're in. So he says very, very clearly, the leaders say one thing, do something else. That's going to lead all the people into a sea of pains, a sea of blood. He says, poor children of mine. We have to understand that what Jesus and Mary have done, they've done everything, especially at Golgotha. Jesus even rising from the dead, our Lady assuming into heaven, everything, Jesus ascending into heaven, everything's been accomplished, everything's been completed. We have the fullness of the truth in the Holy Church. We have it. It's all there in our dogma and doctrine. And what God is asking of us is he's asking us to enter into this abundant life, this Catholic life, this universal life. And she says, but God is going to sweep the earth. My son is going to sweep the earth with divine justice. Everybody's going to get what they deserve. Think about it. When Jesus said to Louisa, I've got to release all the demons. Louisa says, you're the son of God. You don't have to release these demons. You don't have to do this. And Jesus says, but this is what humanity wants. I have to give this to humanity. Let's just look around. Who is living the Catholic life? Who is spending time with our Eucharistic Lord? Who is praying with the Blessed Mother? Who's wearing the scapular? Who's praying the rosary? Who attends First Saturday Masses? The three things that Our Lady asked of Fatima. Humanity, let's look at Halloween. Humanity enjoys death. Enjoys it. Celebrates it. People would rather for Christmas put a reindeer or a snowman or a candy cane outside rather than the nativity, remembering the birth of Christ. God has to give humanity what they want. Poor children of mine, she says, pray, my daughter Louisa, don't leave me alone in my suffering. We want to be with the Blessed Mother. One of the things that Jesus said to Louisa, I don't want you to forget the final hour in the 24 hours of the Passion. Be with my mother. Comfort her in her sorrow. This is what she's saying. Don't leave me alone in my suffering. Study what Our Lady says in her apparitions. Our Lady of La Salette, Our Lady of Akita. Study what she says. Our Lady of Revelation. Study what she says. She says, may all happen for the triumph of the divine will. Everything that we're going through, we celebrate of what's coming. The kingdom is coming. God wins. Her Immaculate Heart will triumph. We have been invited by Jesus and Mary to live this life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through Louisa. We've been invited to. And now it's up to us whether we want it or not. God isn't going to interfere with what we want. We have a free will. He's taught Louisa to use our free will to choose to live in the divine will, no longer in our human misery. He's asking us, I've taught Louisa how to do this. Do you want to live this? We have a free will. So what are we doing with our time? Are we spending time with our Eucharistic Lord? Are we praying the Holy Rosary? Are we focusing on the dogma and doctrine of our faith? Or are we letting it slip away from us? Poor children of mine, she says. But we're going to go all through this, she says, for the triumph of the divine will. God is going to win. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.